Title: Low End Pressure Jungle Kick Weight. Transform and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that sounds simple, but it's basically the difference between a beginner drum and bass loop and a proper, pressurized jungle groove. We are building low end pressure in a jungle kick in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. And not just make it loud pressure. I mean controlled weight that feels heavy on a system, still reads on small speakers, and doesn't pick a fistfight with your sub bass. Here is the mindset. In jungle and DNB, the kick isn't just a thump. It's a pillar. The break can be messy, the fills can be wild, but the kick is your reference point. When the kick is stable and heavy, everything feels more serious. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a solid default for jungle and drum and bass. You can go 160 to 175 later, but 170 keeps the math and the feel familiar. Now create four tracks, a MIDI track called Kick, and drop a drum rack on it, an audio track called Break, a MIDI track called Snare or Clap, and a MIDI track called Bass. Quick note on the master, keep it clean for now. No limiter, no make it loud devices. When you're building low end, you want the truth. We'll leave headroom and let it breathe. Before we touch any processing, do a really important decision check. I call this bass ownership. Ask yourself, who owns 40 to 70 HC in this track? The kick, or the bass? In a lot of jungle, the bass owns the very deepest note, and the kick feels heavy from upper bass harmonics around 80 to 140, plus a clear transient. If you try to make both dominate the same subzone, you'll get this weird result where it feels loud, but not pressurized. It's like the air isn't moving properly, and your headroom disappears. Keep that thought in the back of your mind, because it will guide how much low end you add later. Now step 1. Choose a kick that can actually carry weight. This part matters more than any plug-in chain. You can't process your way out of a weak sample. For jungle and DNB, look for a kick with a short to medium tail, not a long boomy 808, unless you're deliberately building an 808 style track. You want a clear attack, often some definition between about 2 and 5 kHE, and a fundamental that tends to live somewhere around 45 to 60 HE, depending on the kick and the key. In Ableton, load a kick into a drum rack pad. Click into Simpler. Make sure it's in one-shot mode. Turn warp off. And if you hear a tiny click or tick at the end, add a very small fade out. Start around 2 to 5 milliseconds. The goal is just to prevent digital clicking, not to soften the punch. Now do a quick reality test. Turn your monitoring down a little and hit the kick. Does it still feel solid at low volume? If yes, you're starting with a good source. If it only sounds impressive when it's loud, it might not translate. Coach tip: gain stage early. Before you build the chain, aim for the kick peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS on the channel meter. That gives you room for saturation, drum bass, and compression without accidental clipping. Step 2. Tune the kick to the track. This is one of those small move, big result steps. If your bass line is in F, for example, a kick fundamental near F or F sharp can lock in and feel more connected to the song. Not always, but often enough that it's worth checking. Drop Ableton's tuner after Simpler on the kick track. Play the kick. The tuner will jump around because it's a short sound, but look for where it kind of centers. Then go back into Simpler and adjust transpose. Don't go crazy. Try plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. Each time, play it in context with your bass idea if you have one. Choose the setting that feels heaviest and least hollow. And I want to be clear, don't over-obsess. We're not doing a physics exam. We're just getting it into the right neighborhood. Now step 3. Build the weighted jungle kick processing chain. Stock devices only. The order we're using is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor. First, EQ8. We're doing cleanup and shape, not extreme sculpting. Start with a high pass filter at 25 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That removes rumble you can't really hear, but that absolutely eats headroom. Then do a mud control cut. Add a bell cut around 180 to 300 Hz, about -2 to -5 dB, with a Q around 1.2. This area is where kicks often sound boxy or cardboard-like. Then, if you need definition, add a gentle bell boost around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. +1 to +3 dB, with a wide Q around 0.7. That's your click and presence zone. Teacher note, if you're not sure where the cardboard is, do a quick resonance hunt. Make a narrow bell, boost it a lot, like +8 to +12 dB, then sweep from 100 to 400 Hz. When it honks in an ugly way, that's the spot. Turn the boost into a cut, usually -2 to -6 dB. That move alone can take a kick from cheap to serious. Next, add saturator after EQ8. This is where the perceived weight comes from. Saturation adds harmonics, which means the kick reads on smaller speakers without you having to crank the sub. Start with drive around +2 to +6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Try analog clip or soft sign. And here's the big discipline move. Adjust the output so the level matches when you bypass it. If you don't level match, you'll always choose louder, even if it's worse. We're training taste, not just chasing volume. Now add drum bus. This is a cheat code, but you have to treat it like seasoning, not like the whole meal. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very light, maybe 0 to 10%, especially for jungle where you want the break to bring a lot of the grit. Turn boom on. Set the boom frequency somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz. Then bring the boom amount up carefully, maybe 5 to 25%. Pause there and do the bass ownership check again. If your bass is owning the deepest sub, don't crank boom at 50 Hz. You might even set the boom a bit higher, or keep it subtle, and let saturation and transient do the heavy lifting instead. If drum bus gets fizzy, raise damp to around 10 to 30%. And if you want more knock, increase transients somewhere around +5 to +20. That can help the kick punch through breaks without having to boost a ton of high end. Now add glue compressor last. We're not flattening the kick, we're tightening peaks and adding density. Set attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or manually around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. And keep makeup off at first. Match level manually so you can judge the tone, not the loudness. Optional, but very effective. Add a utility at the end of the chain and set width to 0%. Making your kick mono often reads as instantly more solid, and it's club safe, especially for the low end. Now, quick verification. Drop a spectrum after your kick chain. You're not mixing with your eyes, you're just verifying. Look for a clear low-end hill where the fundamental sits. Make sure you don't have a bunch of energy below 30 Hz, and watch for weird spikes around 120 to 250 Hz, because that's where the cardboard lives. Then go back to your ears. Always back to your ears. Step 4. Make space for the bass. Sidechain done right. On the bass track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to the kick track. Set attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Set release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Faster release feels tighter and more modern. Longer release feels more wobbly and breathy, but be careful. Too long and the groove feels like it's ducking late. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of ducking on kick hits. What you should hear is not obvious pumping. You should hear the kick suddenly feeling bigger, like it has room to exist. Advanced but beginner-friendly upgrade. If you want cleaner low end without ducking the whole bass sound, split the bass into two tracks. ASCB track low past around 120 Hz, and AMID track high past around 120 Hz. Sidechain only the SUB track. That way the bass character stays present while the deepest energy gets out of the kick's way. Step 5. Add jungle realism with a break layer, but keep the kick king. Load a break into the break audio track. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats for a tight, percussive feel. Adjust the transient looping mode to taste, but keep it simple for now. Then high pass the break with EQ8 around 120 to 180 Hz. This is crucial. Breaks can have low end, and if you let that live under your kick and bass, the mix turns to mush fast. If you want, add a light drum bus to the break. Drive 3 to 8%, transients +5. Keep it subtle. The break's job is texture and movement. Your kick is the intentional low-end punch. Extra trick, when the break masks your kick, on the break track, automate a tiny volume dip right where the kick hits. Just a short fade down. You keep the break vibe, but you protect the kick transient. Step 6, arrangement. This is where kick weight actually lands. A heavy kick isn't only sound design. It's placement and dynamics. Start with a classic skeleton. At 170 BPM, put the snare on 2 and 4. For the kick, start with a main kick on beat 1. That's your anchor. Then add optional support hits. A quiet ghost kick around 1.3.3 can create that rolling momentum without adding constant sub hits. And you can add a kick on 1.4 as a lead-in to the next bar, if it fits the vibe. Now set velocities. Main kick hits, think 100 to 127. Ghost kicks, 35 to 70. This is a big beginner upgrade. The pattern can be busy, but the low end shouldn't be equally loud all the time. Ghosts create roll. Main hits create authority. Step 7. Micro timing for groove. Beginner safe. DNB can be tight, but tiny movement adds swagger. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing like MPC 16 Swing 54. Apply it lightly, around 10 to 25%, or manually nudge a ghost kick a few milliseconds late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Rule: keep the main downbeat kick tight. Move the support hits, not the anchor. Now let's do a quick 16-bar arrangement mindset, because this is how jungle starts feeling like a record. Bars 1 to 4, sparse. Anchor hits only. Let the break establish the vibe. Bars 5 to 8, add ghost kicks. Maybe the break gets a bit busier. Bars 9 to 12, add a small kick variation, like one extra pickup, or even remove a kick for tension. Bars 13 to 16, set up the loop reset. Often you reduce density in bar 15, then bar 16 hits clean and strong, so the loop feels like it slams back to one. That push and pull is momentum. And momentum is what makes kick weight feel like pressure, not just loudness. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this.